And welcome to this week's episode of Affirmations of a Bad Bitch. Today, I have my stunning stoner babe, Taryn, with me.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And you guys, make sure you go listen to Taryn's podcast, Light Up, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can get your podcasts.
Yes, ma'am.
It's pretty good. Okay, so this week's episode is going to be about anxiety.
Yes.
So I thought you'd be a good guest because I know that you struggle from anxiety, and I feel like we understand each other's anxiety and mental illness.
Yeah, so she's saying, you're a crazy bitch, and this is why everybody knows that you have anxiety, and so you're perfect. But no, actually, like, I agree. Yeah, I talk about anxiety probably a lot and, like, think about it all the time.
And I just feel like if I have issues with my anxiety, I could go to you and you would understand.
Yeah, of course. I feel the same way, too. You're someone that is, like, understanding of when you're dealing with issues.
Mental illness. I'm literally fried. So, we're talking about anxiety. What do you feel like triggers your anxiity?
Oh, going right in for it.
All bad bitches have anxiety.
Yes, of course.
I mean, crippling anxiety.
I think if you're a bad bitch, you need to have, like, some sort of mental illness. You don't need to have trauma to be a bad bitch, but I feel like trauma kind of makes you a bad bitch.
Like, okay, wait, I think, connect the dots here in my head, am I right? All bad bitches have trauma, but...
And trauma leads to mental illness. But what?
I forget. Taryn, I'm so fried.
It's part of the ADHD. We're both going to interrupt each other the entire time.
Literally, we cannot talk to each other. My cats are little whores, I swear to God.
My baby's asexual, I feel.
I feel gay vibes not being straight. Felix.
Yeah. But I feel like he's also just, like, only likes to cuddle with me. Mm-hmm. So it's some sort of weird thing where, you know, guys, like their mom.
It's like Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, he has Stockholm syndrome.
Because he's in love with me and he, like, hates a lot of other people, but he'll literally, like, crawl over Quaid sometimes to, like, lay on me. But sometimes he'll do that to me for Quaid. And I'm like, oh, fuck no. Like, I gave birth to you.
Yeah.
As far as you know, bitch, I found you in the streets.
Okay, so I had an entire episode planned with you about anxiety, but I don't feel like doing that anymore. So we're going to let our creative juices flow and just talk about mental illnesses in general and, you know, how to battle them, how do you cope, things that caused us to be mentally ill.
I would say being in a crowd of people that I don't know and, like, feeling like the fucking sore thumb.
Yeah.
Which happens to me a lot, but I feel like that's also because I'm in my head. Caffeine. But I don't remember what I was saying. Oh, my triggers. Oh, I was talking about caffeine. So kind of like after, so not now, but maybe tomorrow or like 24 hours after, it'll kind of just like trigger me. But I think if I work out and like meditate and just try to actively like combat it, it can kind of like, you know, fight it off a little. Those are definitely two triggers for me.
My anxiety. I also want to talk about triggers as in like what happened to us or like this anxiety.
Oh,
like,
she wants to talk about.
I'm going fucking deep. I'm going, why are we the way we are?
Okay.
Is it because we have daddy issues? For me, yes.
Here's the thing. I have a lot of issues, but my parents were both...
Excuse me.
Okay. So, my parents were, like, both very much in my life. I don't know. My parents were divorced whenever I was, I don't know, 2 or something. But I think for divorced parents, I was very much in, like, each of their lives equally. Mm-hmm. So, I don't necessarily think that I do, but
you,
I think...
You have trauma from it.
I have trauma from my parents, but I don't think that it is specifically, like, mommy issues or daddy issues. Yeah. It's just, like, whatever they had going on in their life, I think that they truly did the best that they knew how. Yeah. I think they did the best they could, and I try to be open with them and tell them that, and my mom a little bit more so than my dad, so if my dad hears this, hi, sorry, I don't know.
Guys, also, I'm so sorry about my whore cat in the background.
Oh, yeah.
She's being a slut. If you can hear her meowing, she's screaming, she's calling out for dick, so please ignore Biscuit. Oh, my God.
Oh, my parents, yeah. So I always try to make sure that when I talk to them, like I was saying, that it's like under the notion, like, I don't blame them in the way that, like, I think they could have necessarily done better.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think that they necessarily knew or... Because mm-hmm. it's partially part of the times, but...
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm not saying my parents were bad
no.
people.
No. I know you're not saying that. No. I'm just saying when I talk to my parents about it, that's, like, how I try to framework it. Because I think some people do really, like, just blame their parents fully. And I don't
but
just
But it's
because...
also you don't know the trauma that they had.
Yeah.
That made them that way, and it's...
But... That's exactly where I was going. Uh-huh. Yeah. We're thinking
like
think the
same way. I
think about
shit like that, too.
Because...
I'm like, well, I feel bad for them because they only do this because of that, but why don't I understand that and they don't? Like,
yeah.
Why can't they heal from it?
And I think I have to take into account, I think if my parents would have been born when I was and raised by people like them, then, yeah, they would be more like me because they would have my life experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think even just generationally, my parents didn't raise me to be certain different things, even though they didn't realize that, like, they still have, I feel like, a little bit of that unconsciously, I guess, like, in their brain because it's just, like, the culture of a small town.
Mm-hmm.
It's
for sure. I'm going to be very open. Growing up in small town Greenville as a mixed girl, told you're different. You're not like that. You don't count. I don't count as a black person
mm-hmm.
because, like, I'm light skinned. It's so weird
well,
thinking back about
and
it.
And because your mom is white and then she mm-hmm. was remarried to a white guy.
A farmer, yes.
Yeah. So then it's just, like, Tiana and her brother. I mean, there were other people at school, a few, but you guys pretty much just had each other. And
yeah.
I don't know that there were that many, like, mixed kids. They were just other races other than white. It's like our high school and hometown is so white.
Yes. That's why I don't know how, like, I don't like my natural hair.
But like, it's like, the thing is I feel like, I don't know, black people and mixed people and even just like other races other than white are like so much prettier than us. We literally made you feel bad. I mean, I think that I'm like a decently attractive white person, but I feel like white people in general are like not very cute. And we like literally made everybody else feel bad. And it's like, all y'all bitches are prettier than us. So I don't know.
Oh my God. It's so weird though. Cause it's like, even my friends, like it wasn't even intentional.
Yeah.
Some of it, like them talking about my hair. Wow. Your hair is so puffy. And like they loved it.
Yeah.
They're just like, wow, like what? Because they've never seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm insecure about it because no one else has. I want hair like yours, straight hair. So I straighten my hair every day until recently. Now I'm trying to take care of it
and
get it back to its
natural state.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the problem too for me is like when I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that like that sort of racism was like still a thing because that's just what we grew up in. That's just where we were. So if I would have ever known and like been aware of it, that's the thing that makes me mad is it's like mm-hmm. I would have changed everything with like everybody that I interacted with because a lot of my friends were, I don't know if I'm supposed to say people are color
mixed.
Or what I'm supposed to say.
Just...
A lot of them weren't white. I mean, I was friends obviously with a lot of white people, mm-hmm. but throughout my life, I never didn't have friends because of their race.
Yeah.
So I feel like I really would have stood up for them because I'm very much that person. Like, I'll bully a bitch if you're mean to my friend. Not in
but
that
like,
way, but like,
back
seriously.
Then we didn't know that that was wrong.
Yeah, but I didn't even realize. But...
I didn't even realize it was racist back then.
And to be honest, I, again, had been around probably more people of color, again, I don't know if that's like the correct term, but whatever, in Greenville
mm-hmm.
than most other people had been. And I don't know. So I really didn't think about it like that. Like, I think I admired them and liked stuff about them. I remember I had a really good friend from the Philippines and her mom
mm-hmm.
would cook me the fucking best food ever. So I loved going over there because when I go over there, I'm getting a super good, by of course, home cooked meal because her mom knew that I loved it.
Yeah.
So she would make me like a whole spread.
This platter.
So I feel like I always had lots of good experiences.
Yeah.
Being at other cultures' houses,
mm-hmm.
I always wanted to explore more, and I'd always very much had a thirst, I guess, for other cultures and other countries, so I guess that makes me different in a way than a lot of people that live around here. But there was, like, that study, I think it was, I don't know, I'm not gonna get the date right, but, like, back
mm-hmm.
in, like, the 50s or something like that,
mm-hmm.
where they asked a bunch of little kids, which doll do you like? And it kind of, like, varied in skin tone. They all picked the white doll. All of the black kids picked the white doll. Which doll do the adults like? Or do people like? They all picked the white doll. Which one do adults not like? They all picked, like, the darkest doll.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just took my sweet, obviously white as shit little niece. Actually, okay, so technically she's my little cousin, but she's basically like my niece because my cousin, her mom, mm-hmm. is basically like my sister. I don't know. It's just like kind of how we are.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I took her to just like the freaking Dollar Tree and let her pick out a few things. And she picked out the brown doll and my little heart was like so happy. I was like, wow, like these kids are finally starting to see more diversity. Like now the white girl won't just pick a doll that looks like her. They'll pick any sort of doll. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It just made, I know that we are far from being perfect, obviously. Like, don't let me get that wrong. But I think I love because even in Ohio, it's happening, or at least in my family. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's just like, open your fucking eyes more so. I'm sorry, but it's just like, open your eyes. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's so weird to me being somewhere bigger now and telling black people, like, I don't know how to do my hair.
I don't know.
People always, oh, let me touch it. It's so poofy. It's always like, why is it so fluffy? Like, why is it so big?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't think they meant to hurt, you know?
Yeah.
And I still, to this day, like, hate my curly hair.
See, I love curly hair. That makes me sad. Because I guess my hair is so easy. That's the thing that I like about it. Because it's fucking straight as a board. So it's literally like I wake up and I don't really necessarily have to do it. But I think that like curly hair is just so beautiful. My boyfriend has the most beautiful, perfect,
tight
like
little coils.
Tight little coils. And I'm just in awe of how people's hair can even grow like that. Like, I don't know. I know that sounds kind of stupid, but I think that's, people can be curious in a way that's just, oh, what is this person? Like, what are they? And I feel like those people tend to be a little bit more on the racist side. But then there's people, I think, a little bit more like me that are, like, curious about, not necessarily that, because I'm aware of all of the things as far as fucking hair goes. But it's like you're curious in a way of, oh, my gosh, like, you're admiring their beauty or, like, their culture or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not intentional.
And I feel like I'm very much more aware now. At least I try to be. Like, I have obviously no intention of ever, like, hurting someone's feelings, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But as white people, obviously, we're probably still gonna fuck up.
So, you guys, if this sounds like it was cut off, it's because today is actually a different day, and I'm back here with Taryn. We were recording our episode the first time, and we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
So it is a new day, and we are back to continue the conversation.
I'm very excited. Honestly, I'm feeling good. I was a little bit depressed this morning.
Yeah.
So I think it's good because I think I was in, like, a really good mental place last time we talked, and then now
it's just, like, revamping it up.
Yeah. I mean, no, I feel better right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that is just a show that, like, the difference just a little bit of time in the day can make. It can do some things to make yourself feel better.
For sure.
But anyhow, what are we going to talk about today?
Okay, so to start off, we are going to talk about coping mechanisms that we have.
Okay.
So start out, I want to hear the ugly. What are your...
Unhealthy?
Yes. Tell me your unhealthy coping mechanisms.
We're just going to get really dark, dirty.
Yes, this is the shit I love.
I mean, it's not like that crazy, but one, I bite my fingernails, but also I like kind of pick at the skin like right beside my fingernails.
Around it.
And it looks so terrible. And I'll literally like, I know this is gross, but sometimes I'll literally bite my
chew it. Shout out to the nail biters because it's hard to stop.
And it's like really embarrassing, honestly. Even just saying that is like, I'm so embarrassed because right now my nails are actually pretty long and I'm doing a good job. It's kind of like, I don't even know what triggers it, and this is something that I probably need to sit down and really figure out, but I can go, like, a few months, and my nails will get so long and pretty, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if it's maybe just, like, when something kind of goes wrong or something just triggers my anxiety, and then I have nails down to the fucking nubbin.
Yeah. They're all, like, that, to me, they're all chewed up, literally bleeding because I'm, like, chewing off, like,
I hate my skin. I hate that noise I just made, but also that literally made me sick thinking about it. Ew. So I know what it feels like.
Yeah, that's me.
So that would be, probably one of my...
Come on, I need that more.
I'm trying to think of negative because I feel like people are probably expecting me to say, like, smoking too much weed or something stupid like that. But I actually think that's a positive. I feel like, because one, I don't think I smoke too much.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I'm, like, very, very functional when we smoke because we smoke.
Okay, yes. Me too.
And I'm still super functional. So I think that it's actually very medicinal for me. So I'm trying to think of, like, another negative one. Oh, maybe watching, like, Love Island, UK.
My grandma was telling me that she's watching that.
I love it.
Literally, I went to Olive Garden with her today. And she's like, yeah, you watch Love Island UK?
Okay, the thing is once we get off of this, we should watch it.
Okay, so
like, it's really good. I really like it. I mean, I'm way further than that, but, like, I'm okay with rewatching it.
Yes. I've never watched it, so.
Yeah. The thing is the last season was really good, too. So if you want to...
We can just start there.
The last season.
I'm good with hopping around. I can't commit to shows like that. I don't have mental capacity right now.
Whole season or something?
Like, right now? No, I have to be in the right headspace mentally to start a show. I'm one of those people.
All right. So I'm not one of those people. I'm kind of like, if I start a show, then I, like, have to finish it.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm one of those people that if I start episode one, like, I'm probably going to watch all the way through. Not episode one.
Will you start another show while you're watching that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would watch, like, around, I guess. Like, I'll probably... Mm-hmm. I have, like, a group of shows. So, like, some of them I'm up to date on. Some of them I'm, like, still trying to get caught up on. Or it's, like, I'll start something that's already over, but it has, like...
For me, it's overwhelming. I have about 6 shows that I'm watching right now.
Yeah.
But I cannot sit down and watch any of them because I'm too overwhelmed of how much I have to watch.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my God, I have to sit down and, like, pay attention to that. I don't know if I can do it. No. I don't know.
See... I'm very, like, hyper in that sense, too, but I think it comes out more in just, like, my conversation and stuff. I feel like when I'm actually just within myself, I'm really not that way.
See?
I'm so able to just relax. I'm a person that could get stuck watching TV, like, for the day. Now, can I do that every day? Mm-hmm. No. I will start to get antsy, but I feel like if it's, you know, I was just sick, like, a few days ago or whatever, and... Or last week.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm high and now I'm getting in my head. But I was just sick like a few days ago. And I can figure where the story was going.
Me too. Literally, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I don't know. When I said we were functioning.
Oh my God. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. For me, I don't know if it's me being like hyper or if it's more of me not being able to... pay attention, like, because I'll sit my ass on this couch for 6 hours, but I'm not gonna watch my 6 hours of shows that like wouldn't make me feel so much better. I'm gonna sit here and be overwhelmed about it instead of just fucking watching it.
Oh
yeah, like, okay, it's so just
that
dreadful.
I can't actually relate to I can't relate to not watching TV. Like, if I have something that I'm watching, I like want to watch it. If I don't want to watch it, then I stop. But if it's something that like I liked through like a whole season, like I'm probably likely to like keep watching it. But if it stops like bringing me joy or I don't like it anymore, I just don't watch it. But I feel like that's a very ADHD thing. It's either you're like all in or nothing.
Yeah, I feel like that applies to most things in my life. Anything I need to get done, I'm like, if I get too overwhelmed, and I'll just do nothing because I literally cannot force myself. I'm like too overwhelmed to function, cannot do humanly daily tasks.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like that a lot. And then I'll be fucking, well, we talked about this. I'll be manic for like a little bit.
Yeah.
Get everything done.
We get manic.
And I'm like, okay,
start going through all of your clothes one day.
Yeah. Well, or just whatever, cleaning or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you feel better after.
Yeah.
You do, because then it's like, one, you've gotten up and moved around, and I feel like exercise, for me, is one of my healthiest coping mechanisms.
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, even though it's not, like, it doesn't have to be full-ass exercise.
Right.
If you're cleaning out your closet or cleaning or doing stuff, you are in some way moving and kind of hopefully...
Doing something.
Pushing some sort
getting
of
some energy
levels.
Flowing.
Yeah. Happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness levels.
Okay, well, that's a good one. So what's some other good healthy coping?
Well, healthy, like I said, weed, obviously.
And you were saying weed was a healthy coping mechanism for you.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, yeah. I think that it's a healthy...
Obviously.
I think that it's a healthy coping mechanism. Oh, my God, I can't speak. I think that it's a healthy coping...
Are you sure? Can't
bitch,
talk.
You literally just stopped. You just... No, this isn't because of the weed. This is just me and, like, getting...
Being anxious.
Head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so,
I get it.
I think it's a... healthy coping mechanism.
There you go.
And I would say that because I think it helps get me out of my head. Like, I literally was saying in the episode that I just recorded for this week that I don't always smoke so much. And even when I do, it's like, it would be at a time where it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to smoke, like, so much, it's probably more, like, in the evening or when I'm going to do something creative
or something like that.
Whereas in normal day-to-day, I would just need, like, a few hits just to kind of, like, take my anxiety down, I feel.
Because I just start
to get so anxious.
I agree. And some people, like, say that they get anxious when they smoke. I feel like it makes me feel so much better.
Yeah, no, it definitely does that for me. I feel like it kind of gets me out of my head.
I look forward to, I wake up in the morning, I look forward to smoking, and I'm in the best mood, literally just, like, the sunlight. Oh, my God, I'm just, I love life.
Maybe I should do that more.
You should.
Wake up and, like, smoke in the morning a lot.
The best feeling, I'm telling you.
This is my thing, is that I am better at being, like, organized and all that shit, obviously, when I'm not smoking.
Mm-hmm.
It is true that there are some things that I feel like I can do a little bit better when I haven't smoked, which is why I kind of balance it out where normally kind of like my second half of my day is more of my smoke day,
mm-hmm.
and the first half is kind of more of like
get your shit done.
So I know everybody's different, but that's kind of what works best for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I need like a little bit of time to be able to like organize.
Right.
Because I feel like then I would start to get stressed out. Like if I was smoking all the time and I like never organized and like make stuff look nice, then I would be like,
definitely. I got a planner, and I'm telling you, that thing has changed my life. Shut up.
That's crazy. I literally just got a planner in, like, the end of July.
Well, like, I've had it, but then I kind of forgot about it, so I found it again, so I'm just like, oh, yeah, I got one. But it's amazing.
Yeah, I love my planner.
Yes. I literally write down my, I'll be like, wake up, drink coffee. Like, I write that shit in my
planner. Okay, I don't go, like, that far in depth.
Oh, I do.
I used to do that when I was a kid. Like, my mom would always talk shit because, or not talk shit, but just, like, I always had a to-do list.
Yeah, is that my OCD? Like,
I would literally be like, take a shower, brush my hair, brush my teeth.
Drink my coffee, smoke. Yeah, that's me.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Ew, I don't like the way I just said that. I'm very, like, conscious of the way that my voice is sounding right now.
Stop. I get like that, too, when I listen back to this. Literally, my last episode I listened to, I told my friends, I was like, I sent them a picture and I said, just listen to my podcast, gonna kill myself, like, because I hated my voice. I'm like, I'm so embarrassing. I hate the way I sound. But then somebody told me, like, Chan, I love your voice. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
that shit's crazy.
Yes. People said that to me too. And
then,
guys, we were listening actually to the first half of this podcast earlier, and we were like, why do we kind of fucking sound the same? I was like, I think people are gonna get, like, confused by our
Tiana and Taryn.
TNC.
Yes, the baddie roommate duo. I haven't said it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're not roommates yet.
In March.
Yeah, roughly March.
I will be moving to Los Angeles, California.
And I've been living there for 3 years.
Yes.
3 years of my life.
And you'll be adopting me and my kittens. And we will be roommates.
Yeah.
And grow our little cat babies. Take care of them.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, we're going to make some more. And I'm like,
No.
I don't think we need any more. There's plenty of cat to go around.
Yeah. We're going to have all these fucking cats running around our apartment. You know, any stray we find, like, bitch.
I
can't help it.
I'm not good at that. But the thing is we really probably can't do that.
Because of our apartment. It's fine.
We can't be overran by cats.
Okay. That's fair.
I want to. But, like, we can't.
Okay.
One, because I feel like our apartment needs to be presentable.
Yeah, not like
furry.
What if
we want to, like, have, like, a little get-together?
Yeah.
And then it's just, like, a fucking cat farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cat cafe, and we could charge people to come.
Oh, my, hey, that'd be very good for our mental health, having a little cat house. Oh, my God.
I feel like I would get annoyed. I'm just being honest.
Maybe. Yeah, it'd be a lot.
Because Felix sometimes just likes to be on me so much.
Mm-hmm.
But it literally makes me, ugh.
What? I do not feel that way. I'm the one, like, my cats are like, get this bitch off me.
Okay, but I've been here, and your cats do not sit on you like my cat sits on you.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
probably why.
The second,
like,
I walk in the door and sit down or go lay in my bed, it's just
mm-hmm.
flopped on top of me all day long.
He just loves you.
And I love it, and I love it too. But when I'm trying to, like, work on my computer and, like, edit my podcast, and then
mm-hmm.
he flops onto my laptop,
yeah,
that's, like, not quite as fun and, like, a little bit more annoying.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
I know he just wants to, like, help out or, like,
yeah, he's trying to help you.
But for me, look,
it's like,
I'm human. I just get a little bit annoyed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
I get it.
And I think if we had, like, a lot going on, like, a lot more cats, that would be happening all day long. I wouldn't be able to do anything. Because I don't know what it is with my family, but we create, like, socially anxious, or not socially, but, like, animals that don't do well with separation. They all have separation anxiety. Because,
yeah, you just baby them. So, speaking of mental health, how are you? I'm down bad, I feel like. But it's fine. Like, I'm in the mood, like, I'm feeling kind of crazy. Like, I might do something crazy. It's all for the plot.
No.
You know, everything's for the storyline of my life. It's all for the plot. Yeah. I don't care. It'll be funny.
No, I mean, okay, so obviously I'm not in the best place ever, but I also think of myself as being in a good place because I think I'm more self-aware and, like, more emotionally intelligent than I've ever been.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, but I think that I am still...
mentally ill.
Still dealing with... Oh, my God, no, I'm burping. Oh, my God, my life is falling apart. No, I'm sorry. But I am still dealing with, like, anxiety and depression and... Mm-hmm. I don't really know what all's going on, which is actually why.
But you're dealing with it.
Yeah, I'm dealing with it. I'm gonna.
So it's like good that you're dealing with it.
Get it all taken care of. Try to figure out what's going on in this brain of mine.
We're looking at it in a loving way.
Yeah.
From a loving perspective, and from there we will flourish.
And let's not like obviously act like, oh, this is how we always look at it. Obviously, like. I don't know what time it is, but fucking 10 hours ago, I was not feeling like this. I was like, I'm so sad. I hate
but
it.
You have to let yourself feel that to heal.
So it's not all fucking rainbows and sunshine.
Yeah.
But you can kind of learn how to mitigate it in a way. I feel like I am more aware. For so long, I just didn't even know that I was depressed.
Or like just why?
I didn't even know I was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to be able to help yourself if you don't know what's even going on?
My last episode, I was talking about how you react to certain situations.
Yeah.
Learn to control how you react or if you're going to.
Exactly.
To certain things.
Yes.
Not everything needs a reaction. Yes. Not every thought even needs a reaction. Your thoughts aren't always true.
Yeah.
If you're thinking bad things, you don't always need to react to it. Just let it pass by. It'll leave.
Mm-hmm. No, I've been trying to do the same thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's something I really had to learn. I feel like, especially when I was younger, I'm, like, very, like, stubborn. Like, everything I would fucking react to.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, boom,
that's
boom,
me.
Boom, boom, boom.
Little fang bitch. I'm screaming.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
I'm literally like,
I'm like, wait, my tomato tastes like fucking green beans? Are you fucking kidding?
Oh, wow. Okay. It's not quite like that.
No, I wouldn't, like, flip out, but it's just...
Yeah, no, I think as
very
you get
sensitive.
Older, you just, you get better and learn how to deal with things better.
Yes, and you sort of realize that not everything is, I don't know, worth your energy.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. I think that's a good explanation of it.
I'm fried. I'm like...
You're like, mm-hmm. The thing is, Tiana, you quit smoking and I just, like, kept smoking it.
I know,
and
I'm fried.
I don't really feel
high. Bitch, okay, so let's smoke some more then.
All right, we'll be back.
Pause. Okay, we are back from our smoke break, and I would like to know Taryn's opinion on microdosing.
Microdosing?
Yes, with mushrooms.
Okay, with mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, would you do it? I want to do it, and I want you to do it with me.
I think I would do it. However, I feel like I would possibly wait until it's legal because it's going to be legal in California possibly next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm open to it. I think I need to do more research on
it.
Before I actually do it, because I don't really know, like, all of the benefits or exactly what it is. But, I mean, I don't know. Do you know more about it? Or you're just
no,
down?
See. No, I'm just down. Like, I probably should do more research. But, yeah. I feel like definitely before I would microdose, the point of me microdosing would be really to, like, heal anxiety, depression, things like that. Just boost my mood and help me be a better person in general. But... before I did that, I would want to, like, actually trip on mushrooms.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I think that it could be fun because I feel like it's like weed or cannabis in a sense because, I mean, but it's a little bit different. I feel like it's kind of almost more of, like, a psychoactive. Like,
yeah, it's a psychedelic.
Yeah, like, cannabis isn't quite much of that kind of a high. It's more just, like, a...
yeah.
I don't know. Like, a chill high.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think I would be down because I think I'm good at being high.
But
really
so microdosing, you don't like, so you just take a certain amount every day.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to get you high.
Oh, okay.
So like, it's not enough to make you like trip, but it just makes you feel kind of euphoric. I mean, I guess kind of sort of like a high. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just like it boosts your mood and it helps with anxiety, things like that. But also I know shrooms can bring, you know, things forward that you need to work on. I don't know if it really does that since it's such a small dose, like tripping would, but
yeah.
I'm down for both.
Yeah, no, I think I'm down for both, and I feel like just like the same thing with feed, and mm-hmm. I know that I'm kind of like out of the ordinary with this kind of thing, but like I didn't really smoke weed that much when it wasn't legal weed, and it's just because I like the legal stuff better. It's more regulated, it tastes better, mm-hmm. it gets you more high, I think, and I feel like I kind of feel the same with mushrooms. Okay. Yeah, I might be willing to try it because obviously I did smoke weed like a few times before, like when I was, you know, underage in yeah. Ohio. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I would be down, but I don't know. I'm a really cautious person.
So you need to, okay. Okay. So yeah, I've never tripped on mushrooms, but I would like to. I think it would be, I would use it like for such like a healing experience.
Yeah.
I think it would be like so good for me.
Yeah. No, I think I'm definitely down. I'm definitely open to the idea.
Yeah.
Cause I think I would like it, and I'm definitely down for, cause I think it's legal in like some South American countries okay. to do ayahuasca.
Oh, that's like some hard shit.
And that I feel like could also be cool because it's supposed to like bring shit out of you. I mean, I know you throw up and like shit yourself.
Yeah, you do both.
But
I
feel like mushrooms are a good step towards mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, for sure. I think mushrooms are amazing. I've never done them and I already love them. Like I want to do it so bad, if I don't do it by myself.
Yeah, no, you definitely don't want to do it by yourself, but you know,
but like I'm about to. I'm just gonna get bored one day, like,
well, people,
and just do them.
I feel like have said that like it's better to do it in nature.
Okay.
But I feel like what would be best actually is for you to be on mushrooms and maybe one other person. But I feel like you need like a sober person there
with you.
Yeah.
You need,
somebody
yeah, a trip
that
center.
Can bring you back down.
For sure.
Somebody that can set the tone. They'll put on good vibes because honestly,
make sure you're okay.
I know people say like go out in nature, but I really feel like the first time for
me, I think
me,
that
I would
make
be at
me
my house.
Scared.
That would make
for
me
sure.
scared.
I want to be with my cats, like in my good little warm, cozy, loving environment.
I think being anxious would be because I would be somewhere and not know if someone's gonna like figure out.
Yeah,
like,
I would think fucking Slenderman's coming for
yeah.
me. I'm terrified of that shit. I'm serious, dude. So, okay, so maybe by the time we move, and then maybe next year it's legalized, you'll do it with me.
Yeah, and then we could, like, go on a trip and then do it out in nature, like, after we're used to it.
Yes, okay, and then we can microdose.
Possibly.
I feel like I might just go ahead and do it anyway.
No, I figured. I think we're already there.
I think I might.
I mean, you do you. I think we all have our own journey with
mm-hmm.
life and different, I don't know what you want to call them, because people want to say drugs and shit, but honestly
yeah.
mushrooms and cannabis is like of this earth.
Yes,
it's
not man-made
created.
Like fucking
yeah.
synthetic drugs.
Exactly. So I don't necessarily think of it as like a journey with drugs. I just think of it as your journey.
It's
with
literally provided
and,
yes
yeah yeah
it's provided by the earth to use, like to heal and to, I mean, like, I don't know, just be one with nature and shit.
Yeah, I feel like it's not bad to consider more of a not Western medicine type deal, like a
for sure
or like, you know, I don't know what you would say. Is it traditional medicine? Is that what it's called?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't really listening to what you were saying. So what were you saying?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I forget. I was talking about something with medicine.
Something. Hey, I'm a big believer in plant medicine and
yeah, that's what
medicine.
We were talking about.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening because I was looking at my journal and I got distracted. Welcome to my podcast, Taryn. I'm the worst host. Sorry. Looking at my grocery list.
You're good.
All right. Would you like to say the affirmations with me?
Okay.
You can repeat after me.
Okay.
I am strong.
I am strong.
I am kind.
I am kind.
I am loved.
I am loved.
And I send love.
And I send love.
Yes. And that's the end of this week's episode. Thank you so much, Taryn, for being on here with me today.
Thank
and
you
make sure you guys go give her a follow, give her a listen. And
oh, yes,
we
yeah.
love you, Taryn. I love you guys. See you next week for Manic Monday. Sending love.